Good day to everyone listening today. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day. Please listen to Romans 1, 18 and 19. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known of God is evident to them, for God made it evident to them. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Teach us. As we go deeper with it, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we often hear a lot about the love of God and the grace and mercy he offers, but have you ever thought that just maybe his wrath is also a form of love to those who believe and are forgiven? God's wrath is his righteous anger aroused by sin. Sin is an unjust, unrighteous, ungodly act that is characterized by pride, petty selfishness, or malice. God hates sin because sin suppresses his truth and what is best for his gift of life. Therefore, the wrath of God is his settled, determined, and righteous act against those who sin, as well against the sins they commit. God's word reveals his wrath in four ways. First, indirectly, through the natural consequences of violating his universal moral law through the biblical principle of reaping what we've sown. Second, directly through his personal intervention, like the flood of Noah's day and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah to the Babylonian captivity of Israel, as well as death in and of itself. Third, the most graphic revelation of God's holy wrath against sin was when he poured out his divine judgment on his son Jesus through his death on the cross for all the sins of mankind. And finally, the phase of God's wrath against sin that is yet to come, his eternal wrath, which is hell, where there'll be eternal suffering, weeping, and gnashing of teeth for those who choose to forfeit God's forgiveness and live their lives apart from him. God's wrath is just and therefore holy to him. Because of Jesus' bloodshed and death on the cross, God's wrath against all sin was fulfilled. As a result, he has offered his forgiveness to all of us. But only those who receive him will be forgiven and freed from his coming eternal wrath in hell. The Bible teaches the truth that every human being born of man in the flesh is born a sinner in need of God's forgiveness. Let us listen to Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Sin is like rust on iron. It corrodes, corrupts, and destroys. And the Bible teaches that God created the human race to live in fellowship with him. Sin is a barrier that prevents this relationship from being fulfilled. God is holy and therefore hates sin because sin also separates us from his presence. God is just and has dealt with the sin problem in two ways. Let us listen to Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. First, sin has brought death to each and every one of us. The amazing truth about this is no one sins after they die. Death completely stops the sinner from any and all sin. Second, the gift of God's eternal life, offering his forgiveness through the bloodshed and death of Jesus Christ upon the cross. The Bible teaches that death opens one of only two doors into eternity, the door to hell, where the unforgiven sinner will suffer for all of eternity for every sin they committed against God, or the door to heaven, where the forgiven sinner will spend eternity in restored fellowship with the one true God the Bible introduces. Either way, the sin problem has been dealt with, and God gives us the freedom to choose which door we will enter, hell or heaven. Could it be that God's wrath against sin is an act of his eternal loving protection from sin for all who trust in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior? I believe so. The Bible is clear. There is absolutely no sin in his eternal kingdom. So may I encourage you to not miss Jesus. 1 John 5:12 says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. So if you haven't already, won't you believe and receive him today? It is my prayer that you will. May we all rejoice in God's forgiveness. Please consider looking us up on Facebook, or better yet, come and join us for worship Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. We are located at 520 Tuscarora Road, right here in Chittenango, New York. I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Thank you for listening.